Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. The 2021 school year for Malaysia has commenced as students and teachers adapt to online classes and home-based learning. Now, last year, school children nationwide only had 2 full months of in-class sessions in February and in August. So we're going to be hearing from educationists later in the show to find out the impact of this on learning outcomes and how they will be addressed this year. Now, as for the students, 2021 will no doubt be incredibly challenging, especially those who are facing major examinations this year. Let's hear firsthand the challenges they're facing. Nurul Rifaiyah Muhammad Iqbal is sitting for the SPM examination this year. Now, Nurul Rifaiyah, welcome to the show. The hashtag Suara Pelajar that's been trending on Twitter, and it's been full of tweets by students voicing their anxiety at having to return to school amid high COVID-19 numbers, but also about the immense stress that students have been under, which I must say had been previously largely overlooked or dismissed in the discussions about the impact of COVID-19 on education. So, Rifaiyah, I understand that you are involved with hashtag Suara Pelajar. What are you worried about most in terms of this schooling year and exams?
Right. First of all, hi. Thank you guys for having me today. So,
you're welcome.
One of the things that I'm really worried in terms of schooling and exam is I will see COVID infection, and also, you know, latest news that we received today in Kuantan, 86 Mora Junior Science College candidates in Lipis have been placed under quarantine after a student tested positive COVID-19 yesterday. So other than that, I will say mental health condition, because I also receive a lot of DM from SPM candidates that they have to take medicine almost every day, and obviously sleep between. Yeah.
Rifaiyah, could you help us understand, you know, both Melissa and I are long past our schooling age, but I think we still remember the pressures of exams. So that's not new, right? Pressures are always going to be there. What's different about pressures now around exams, with the special conditions that you have to kind of work with?
I think the pressure itself is because of most of SPM candidates have a family problematic issues. And not just that, I also receive lots of DM from most of the SPM candidates, that some of them need to work just because of they have to support their family because of their parents has lost their job. And other than that, because of they have a problem because of since the pandemic started, everything's online, you know, online classes started from nothing to, you know, something. And then not just that, I would say that they have to share their gadgets with their family. So, okay. Yeah, that's the pressure that most of SPM candidates been through.
Right. So, Rifaiyah, help me understand, when, you know, looking at all the tweets that have come up from hashtag Suara Pelajar, what is it that most of your cohort wants? I mean, would you prefer to, you know, cancel SPM, postpone it once more? What is it that most people are asking for?
I think most of the SPM candidates are requesting for an alteration instead of cancellation the SPM, because if you look at our status quo right now, we only have remained, I would say, 4 weeks, less than 1 month preparation for our SPM that will be on 22nd of February 2021. I think that's quite hectic, and it's impossible. And some schools, they continue their trials, and they are going to finish their trial another 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, or next week. So they only have like 1 week, solid 1 week, just to, you know, do their revision for SPM. So, yeah.
Right, Rifaiyah, you know, I know SPMs are really important in terms of your future trajectory, or what you do after SPM, and so good results at SPM are important. Is that something that you're concerned about, that you're not going to be able to give your best for SPM, and that somehow is going to affect what you are or do in the coming years.
Yeah, definitely. I think most of the SPM candidates really worried about what's going to happen after the SPM itself. You know, what happened if my result is not that really good? What happened if, you know, if the government do the alteration instead of the SPM itself? What happens when, you know, there's some of the students, they prefer to work after SPM rather than continue ataupun pursuing their study on university or high institution. So obviously they are really worried about it, you know, because the SPM candidates themselves, I think nowadays they are really, really, they don't know what should they do in their life right now.
I completely understand the uncertainty. Rifaya, thank you so much for joining us on the show and sharing some of your experiences and your peers' experiences. Thank you for your insights and all the best for your exams. Thanks for your time. We're going to take a quick break on the show here and consider this, but in just a few minutes, we will speak to educationists for their perspective. Stay tuned.